So let's start with the scenario many of us have faced. You're praying fervently for something, a job, healing, reconciliation, but it seems like God isn't listening. It's in these moments of uncertainty and disappointment that our faith can truly be tested. Our faith can truly be tested. We might find ourselves grappling with questions like, does God really care about me? Or am I not worthy of his love? But here's where the concept of love beyond measure comes into play. In the Bible, we're reminded in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. This means that his actions, his decisions, and his plans for us are rooted in love, even when we can't see it or we don't understand it. And in Romans 8:28, we're told, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This verse doesn't promise that everything will go according to our plans, but it assures us that God is actively working for our good, even in the midst of disappointment, even in the midst of not understanding. He is working. Now let's address the tough question. What if God doesn't do the thing you want? How do you cope? I've been there. That was something I wanted really, really bad. But I had to bring myself to grips and understand that wasn't his will, and I had to accept it. Whether I understood it or not, I had to accept it. It's important to acknowledge your feelings. I was angry. And it's okay to be disappointed, hurt, and angry. But the Psalms are filled with examples of raw emotions expressed to God, and he can handle it. He can handle our honesty. And Lord knows I've had to be honest with him. But beyond that, we must actively choose to trust in God's sovereignty and his goodness, even when our circumstances suggest otherwise. One practical step we can take to shift our focus from what we want God to do for us to who God is: spending time meditating on his character, his faithfulness, his wisdom, his compassion. When we truly grasp who God is, it becomes easier to trust him, even when his ways are beyond our understanding. Sit and think about that just for a moment. Additionally, we can find comfort in ministering to others. As we extend love and support to those around us, we minister not only to their souls, but also to our own. Yeah. In Matthew 25:40, Jesus says, I truly tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Serving others not only redirects our focus, but it also reminds us of God's presence and power working through us. I find myself sometimes doing things for people that don't seem appreciative. And these people can be family, can be friends. But honestly, sometimes I feel like my enemies. I know who they are. I know they don't like me. But at the same time, it's the family and friends who I assumed were on my side and in reality wasn't. You know, faith is a journey, and it's normal to have these moments of doubts or struggle with trust. And believe me, I told God one time, hey, I am not trusting you because of this, this, that, and the other. And then immediately I had an anxiety attack. And it reminded me that God is real and that He's here with me and that I was breathing. Because during that anxiety attack, I couldn't breathe. At least I thought I couldn't, but I was breathing. When we continue to seek God, study His Word, and cultivate a relationship with Him, our faith grows stronger. I was listening to a TikTok today that said, the speaker said that you shouldn't base your relationship with God as a transactional one. We pray, He give us something. We cry, He does something for us. Although He does, you know, every time. Be it that all it is just a hug. And He talked about how God will give us the desire of our heart. The title of his TikTok was Look Within. That is so true. Look within. Because if our heart is not aligned with God, then our desires are not met. Why are we doing it? Because God doesn't mess with foolishness. And as I speak to you, I'm speaking to myself. I think about all the times I really, really wanted something and it didn't happen or it didn't work out. And I'm like, well, okay, fine then. God have it your way. I'm all in what you want to do. And then it works out. I've even had moments where God has brought something to my attention, to my soul, to my spirit. And I'm like, yes, Lord, I want that. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Or He gave me something and I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, thank you. This kind of sucks. Thank you. And in the end, that sucky place I was in was really a catapult to where I wanted to be in the first place. James 1:6, it says, we should be encouraged. When we ask, we must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. That verse, James 1:6. Ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. I have had experiences where I knew who God was. I knew what He could do. And I believed it with my whole heart. and it still worked out differently. And it hurt. It hurt. Like, why can't we go to God when we hurt, even when we feel like He caused the hurt? You know what? He can handle it. Give it to Him. He can handle it. Even when God doesn't do the thing we want, His love of us remains constant and unwavering. And I know everybody tell you, trust in His plan, lean on His promises, and remember that you are loved beyond measure. But what about that common struggle of feeling isolated? You know, the Bible also say, you know, talk to each other, love on each other, help each other, encourage each other. But what do you do when your friends or those around us are so preoccupied with their own challenges to listen to ours? It's natural to seek support from friends and family. What do you do when they're unavailable or unwilling to hear our problems? Because you know, there are those people that say, girl, you need to just get over it or just deal with it. In moments like these, it's essential to remember that God is always ready to listen. I know, we've been talking about, is God listening in the first place? But Psalms 34:17 reminds us, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Whether they're facing rejection, loneliness, simply a lack of understanding from others, God invites us to pour out our hearts to Him in prayer. Prayer does change this thing. It may not change your entire situation, but it will definitely change you. It gives you encouragement. It gives you hope. It gives you belief. So if you find yourself grappling with feelings of isolation or rejection, don't hesitate to turn to God in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him, knowing that He hears you, He understands you, and He loves you beyond measure. Sometimes I can sit, I call myself waiting for God to answer me as if I am His number one priority concern out of everyone else in the world. Like He's going to come and answer me right now. Tell me exactly what to do. But in that time, I think about Jesus being on the cross and all the people standing around, and how God could have just, He could have stopped that, like right then. All the things that God had done before Jesus' crucifixion reminds me that He loves me. Yes, God created everyone. He created His own child. He sacrificed His child. His child rose from the dead. He brought His son back with Him. God is real. I think about an experience I had on Monday. Actually, Sunday, I asked God, hey, let me see a hawk. I know hawks are coming, but I wanted a hawk to be at eyesight for me, just right there. Did not happen the way I wanted it to. Monday, my son said, oh my God, Mom, look right there. What is that? That is so big. It was a hawk. He was flying right past me. And God said, I'm going to do one even better. It looked at me. I looked at it. We shared a gaze. It was only brief. But while we were looking, I could just sense something. I knew it was hungry because it had been fighting a murder of crows. And I just bought me something from the grocery store. And I said, Lord, let me beat it. I'm going to beat it. Let me beat it. So looked at my refrigerator for something that a hawk would eat. And something said, give what I just bought for myself. And I did. I gave it to the hawk. Well, I went outside, put it down. I was like, hey, you know, I'm whistling and whatnot. I suck at whistling, by the way. It looked at me again, came over, picked up the meat, went and sat on a branch so that I could watch him eat. I've never seen a hawk eat. God said, ta-da! That is truly amazing to me. Because I asked God for one thing, and he gave me more. He gave me what I asked for, but gave me more. And it makes me think about, I'm sharing this with you, that sometimes we ask God for something and it doesn't happen. And we're like, well, he just ain't interested. He ain't hear me. And to our amazement, not only does he give us what we ask for, he blesses it. As we part ways, I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own journey of faith. Are there areas where you're struggling to trust God? Are there prayers that seem unanswered or hopes that feel deferred? Know that you're not alone in these feelings. Yeah, you can reach out to a trusted friend or mentor or a spiritual leader for support and encouragement. But number one, you can go to God. Don't forget, the Bible is filled with stories of individuals who faced adversity, uncertainty, and unanswered prayers. Yet through it all, they clung to their faith and ultimately found peace in God's presence. Let their testimonies serve as a source of inspiration and hope for your own journey. Now, before you go, let's pray together. Pray together. Pray together. Dear God, in moments of doubt and disappointment, help us to remember your unfailing love and faithfulness. Strengthen our trust in your sovereignty and goodness, even when we can't see the bigger picture. Grant us the wisdom to minister to others with compassion and grace, knowing that in serving them, we also minister to our own souls. May we always find comfort in your presence and peace in your promises. Amen. And with that, we've reached the end of another episode of Black Serendipity. Thank you for spending time with me. And as we explore the complexities of faith and life, until next time, remember that you're never alone, for God is always with you, ready to listen and to comfort, and He is faithful. He is faithful. Take care, and may you find peace in His presence. Thank you again for joining me on this episode. May you continue to navigate life's twists and turns with faith, resilience, and a heart full of love. Until next time, take care and God bless. Happy Valentine's.